The reality is that the LEADER program, which is an EU co-funded program available to assist rural economies, to assist rural community groups with projects that can be developed that will create employment and so on and so forth, up to 60 million of that available funding will be lost as a result of inaction by the Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan, in allowing flexibility to approve projects under the programme, which is substantially funded by the European Union. So therefore, it's essential that there would be flexibility adopted, and that the minister would take a hands-on approach on this issue and ensure that community groups can get the approval and draw down the funding. There is a window of opportunity between now and the end of the year for projects to be approved. Of the €300 million, which is available under the LEADER program over the seven-year period up until the end of this year, only 50% of that money has actually been spent, in other words, paid out to projects around the country.
You believe the minister is taking a ham-fisted approach. Could this have a long-term impact? If we're sending money back to Europe, surely in future funding packages that would have to have an impact?
Well, of course it would, and that is, of course, the danger, because the funding from LEADER comes under the Common Agricultural Policy. It's the Pillar 2 element of that particular policy, which is currently just after being negotiated, although the Pillar 2 money is available for the next tranche of CAP, which comes 2014 to 2020, has not been agreed yet. And the European Commission, I'm told, would take a dim view of member states who do not draw down under the current programme, yet they are seeking the same allocation under the next programme.